This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time is when we're live, right here on Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com. And thank you, Ron Gibson, for picking up USA Prepares and putting us on YouTube on the Ron Gibson channel. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota, and Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm really well. Gwyneth, I received your emails, and here's what I did. Let me just give a brief introduction. I got a call from Burke Bertonis in California. He's a radio frequency engineer, a patent holder in electronics, advanced electronics. And he and I were talking about taking America back. How are we going to do it? I mean, just, you know, there are big corporations that are involved in the demise of this country. There are takeovers involved in the demise of this country. There are governments, state, county, local, involved in the demise of this country. And, of course, the international bankers. So what are we going to do? So he and I are going to talk about how we can pick ourselves up by the bootstraps again and do that. That will be Friday, hour number two. Now, today, Gwyneth Isaacs, class, I asked Jason, I sent him an MP3 file, an audio, 59 seconds, that Gwyneth sent me, and I listened to it, and I think it's extraordinary. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about, here's a gal in Australia. She lives in the middle of nowhere on a farm with no connection to the grid. She generates her own electricity, and she produced her own commercial. It's a radio commercial. It has not been aired anywhere. And you're going to hear it the first time. And the reason that I want you to please pay attention to this is what you can do if you want to pick yourselves up by the bootstraps and start your own business. Okay? You can do this. She did it. She did it with the same equipment that she uses here to communicate with me. She has a computer that she used. She figured out what software she needed to download. And I'm pretty sure she used Audacity. We haven't discussed it, but yeah, we'll discuss
that's
this.
That's right.
Okay.
Audacity, actually.
Okay. Audacity is free. You can download Audacity free, and you can. I use it here at the farm. I use it for broadcasting. And so I wanted you to hear this particular commercial. It's about her book. And she's quite the author. I would stack Gwyneth Isaacs up against any novel writer on the planet. I kid you not. And when you hear this commercial that she did all by herself, in her farm, in her own voice, I think you will be impressed. I was. So the point is, here we are. You know, we're being beaten up by the big bad corporations, the big bad governments, the little governments. We're being beaten up by warranties that are no longer being honored. There's nobody to call. So what are you going to do? The answer is you're going to have to take care of yourself. And here's a shining example of a gal a single mom. Her husband died. She raised her children. She's an author. She's a farmer. She's a broadcaster. And she figured out how to do it. She figured, no one put a gun to her head and said, you're going to write this commercial, you're going to produce this commercial, you're going to voice this commercial, and you're going to add the sound effects. You're going to do this at the muzzle of a gun. Nobody did that. She did it all on her own. And she's a shining example of hard work, perseverance, stick-to-itiveness, ingenuity, and the mother of invention, necessity. It's impressive, Gwyneth. I can't pat you enough on the back to say how impressive I thought this was. I mean, right out of the gate, it's as good as a commercial advertisement, meaning one you'd hire somebody to do. So, any comments about what I said, Gwyneth? Is any of that inaccurate?
I didn't have any money to pay anyone to do it. I had to do it myself. But I should give. I should make a few notes here. My book writing's a hobby. I haven't really made any significant money off it. Any money that I would make off it would not be income. It would be used to put towards my hobby of radio broadcasting. So that means it's not taxable. And it's not income. So I just have to point that out for anyone who might be listening. And as well as that, I have to give credits to the musician. His name is called Gary Seiler, and he is a very fine musician. He's one of the best of the traditional folk musicians who's out there. When the world was normal, he made his living doing Renaissance fairs. Doing the music for Renaissance fairs. These days he makes his living from record sales. So if anyone wants to go out and check out his work, I'm sure they'll be impressed. He's a good friend of mine, and I've used the music in this recording with the permission of Mr. Gary Seiler, and the song is called Bartholomew Roberts. And, he has his own YouTube channel, which is Gary R. Seiler. That's G-A-R-Y R-S-I-L-E-R. And, I would encourage everybody to go out and buy his records because that's how he makes his living. Okay. That's it. Let it roll.
Okay, we're gonna we'll play it in the next segment. Jason is getting it ready, and as soon as Jason tells me in the back channel that it's ready, I'll introduce it and he'll play it. So it'll probably be next segment. Gwyneth, you sent me a video, and I shared it with some of our instructors about what's happening in Australia with the store shelves. Do you want to talk any about that? What is really happening in terms of supply chain shortages, specifically food?
Yeah, I don't live in Melbourne. I don't want to live in Melbourne. Melbourne has turned into a concentration camp. It's guarded by the police and by the army. They're not letting anyone in or out. I don't know what the postage system is like. But I know that the store shelves in Melbourne are getting quite empty. And not only that, you also, the borders of Victoria have been shut with every other state in Australia, and they're not letting any people in or out. And I don't know if, I think that freight probably is coming in because I've had some shipments come in of supplies that I needed, things that I bought on eBay. So I think that trucking is still happening interstate, but it's getting pretty dire because I don't think that they're able to get the quantity of food in, and I think that people are panic buying. Does that make sense, Vince? And you're definitely leading to empty store shelves in Melbourne. And I don't know how it is in Bendigo or any of the other regional cities in Victoria, because I haven't been out in a week, and a lot can change in a week at the moment. And even I don't think I went into the supermarket the last time I went into town because I had other projects happening that needed my money. But yeah, it's getting pretty dire out there. So if anyone needs to stock up with food, they should not delay in doing that if they live anywhere in Victoria, because eventually I believe that they will do lockdowns across the whole of Victoria, which will make it very difficult for anyone to move from place to place. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. Tomorrow, class, I've been preparing a special broadcast on a couple things. One, it will be 2 hours of me, tips from my unfinished, unpublished, not available for sale book. And it includes refrigeration, your home heating and air conditioning system, you know, your heat pump system, automobile refrigeration, etc., and what you can do about it, and the scams that are going on by the people who allegedly are there to fix your refrigeration systems. And I'm going to tell you about what they're doing. I'm going to tell you how you can prepare and protect yourself from it. And I'm going to tell you how you can prevent some of these failures. That's one thing. Next thing I'm going to do is I prepared a short list of items that you should consider obtaining right now. Now, that short list is probably going to take me an hour to go through. It might even take longer. So that's my plan for tomorrow, because I really absolutely positively believe that there will be a food shortage this year. This year, as a farmer, I believe that, because I can feel it. I've gone outside for weeks now, for a month now, and we actually had rain last night. We had possibly maybe an eighth of an inch, maybe, and we had an eighth of an inch a day or so before, but it all evaporated. I mean, instantly, it's evaporating as it hits the ground. The ground is still dust. So it was like teasing the grass, teasing the trees, teasing the plants, teasing the garden. So I believe that there will be a reduction in the in food that's grown. I believe that. And as a result, I think you should get what you need now. And I'll tell you what those items are tomorrow. It's a short list. It might be, well, it's over 50 items right now. It might hit 100 by this afternoon. And I keep adding to it. Just as my book, I just keep adding and adding and adding. So that's the plan for tomorrow. Gwyneth, in the United States, federal forces have been assigned to Portland, Oregon, among other places. And there are protesters, and they're called moms, M-O-M-S, like in mom or mother. Okay? And they are these protesters, just mothers, women. And President Trump sent the troops in to push them back. So now we have the federal government, federal agents, pushing back mothers with tear gas. Tear gas.
Oh, boy.
So we have this wall of moms. They took to the streets Tuesday night to protect the presence of the protest, the presence of federal agents. And the agents are using tear gas.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And she produced this commercial. She wrote it. She produced it. Recorded it in her own voice. And would you say that you used a brogue type of voice as the person in this commercial, Gwyneth?
I did.
Okay.
All right. I used to be married to a Scottish, my husband when he was alive. Okay, he was a Scottish Highlander. And I got into the way of speaking in the same way that he did, so I kind of reverted back to that way of speaking.
Okay, let's hear it. One quick question before we play it. How long did it take you to make this commercial?
Together with the script writing and all the editing and the voiceover, probably about 2.5 days.
Okay, 2.5 days. It's a 59-second radio advertisement. Jason, would you play that, please?
"300 years ago, Captain Bartholomew Roberts, the teetotaling pirate king, ruled the oceans with a curious blend of diplomacy and brutality. The Lover of the Pirate King is the first novel ever to tell the extraordinary tale of the relationship between himself and his lover and soulmate, pirate surgeon George Wilson. It is a tale that is destined to become a classic of literature. So to obtain your personal copy of this remarkable book, go to www.theloverofthepirateking.com.
You never would have guessed you was a pirate.
There you have it. And so if you're interested in buying this book, you can go to theloverofthepirateking.com. Gwyneth, what do you have on Amazon right now?
Actually, if you go to theloverofthepirateking.com at this instant, it probably won't be live because I had to let that slide because I, financial hardship, and I had to let the money go to other things. But it will be made live probably in about a week's time again. But if you want to buy the book, the best place to buy it is on Amazon at the moment. And so if you go to Amazon.com and type in The Lover of the Pirate King, then you'll see it. And it's got my name as the author, Gwyneth Isaacs. And, yeah, and you can buy it from there. And it costs $25 shipped. And I've also written a prequel and a sequel to the book as well. And they are both available now. And the sequel only just went live today, yesterday, that is, Wednesday our time. All three of them, everybody who reads them wants to read more. They describe the books as being unputdownable, page-turning, and exciting. It's basically a classic swashbuckling pirate adventure romance. That is the there's a whole world that is created there, and it's a mixture of historical events and fiction. So it's not pure history. Okay, if anyone goes to the books and they want pure history, there's other books you can read. But it's one of these books that's written, and I've taken historical facts and I've just wove it into a jolly good swashbuckling yarn, if that makes sense, Vincent.
Yeah. Gwyneth, can you describe what the environment was like when you were writing this book? Do you write it at night? Do you write it during the day? Do you write it in pieces? Do you go out and do your farm chore, take care of the animals, come back, write some, go back out, take care of the farm, come back, write some? When we come back from this break, would you share with us what the environment is like when you're writing? Are you writing inside your farmhouse? Are you writing outside? Are you under a tree? Are you in the sunshine? Is it a mixture? What gives you these thoughts? How do you put this all together? And I think our class would be interested in what that environment is like. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump rails against Democratic-controlled cities where violence has been soaring, 15 people were shot last night and are now hospitalized after a mass shooting outside a funeral home on Chicago's South Side.
That time, the attendees of the funeral exchanged gunfire with the black vehicle. Black vehicle then turned northbound down Carpenter. Upon going northbound down Carpenter, they continued to fire at the attendees of the funeral.
A Chicago police spokesman there, Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot, says the Trump administration won't be deploying unidentified federal officers to the streets of her city like they've done in Portland, Oregon. The mayor says the city does welcome partnership, not dictatorship. She says instead agents will be working with existing agencies that regularly work to fight violent crime. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
There's something new in this year's defense spending bill as passed by the U.S. House. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The House has approved its annual defense policy bill, including a provision to remove Confederate names from military bases. The National Defense Authorization Act was approved, setting up negotiations for the House and Senate on a final version of the bill that will be sent to President Trump. As a part of the bill, Congress would allocate $740.5 billion to 3% pay raise for troops, establish a $3.6 billion fund for measures against China, and provide $1 billion to the Pentagon to assist with pandemic preparedness. It also calls for the production of a report on the threat of the Taliban and the impacts of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The version of the bill passed by the House also includes language requiring the Pentagon to rename bases and other military properties named after Confederate military officers within a year. The president tweeted last week that he would veto the bill if it included provisions to rename the bases. The White House said the president's advisors would recommend that he veto the bill, citing serious concerns about various provisions included in the bill.
And severe thunderstorms are threatening over 50 million Americans across the Northeast today. Tornadoes are also in the forecast from West Virginia to Massachusetts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So we're talking about taking back, America and Australia and other countries that have been decimated by the corona panic. And don't forget that this came from China. And China is taking the world down with this invisible disease. And the ensuing panic. It's crippling economies. People are losing their jobs. People are committing suicide. People are being locked down. Travel's restricted. Production's restricted. And so you can, if you want, make your own way. And the president Donald Trump said something like this, and I don't have it the quote in front of me, but he said something like, try something different. Okay, so you know, so we threw you out of your job. You've been laid off. Try something different. And of course try something different. Because you're being told what you can and can't do. The rules are being written by a bunch of buffoons. And they're killing us. So you have an opportunity to do something different. And I'm not saying do it because he said so. I'm saying because it's a necessity. So Gwyneth, when you write, what is the environment like? Where are you when you write? Or do you write in different places?
I usually sit in my chair in my living room by the fire. so basically I go out and I get wood and I do my chores. And then I sit down with my computer by my fire and I write. And I might write for 8 or 9 or 10 hours at a stretch with very little break when I'm in book writing mode. And how this book came about is quite unusual because it was around about the end of 2018, actually, when The Lover of the Pirate King was written, and it was written in just 9 days. And this is a 248-page book, and I wrote it in 9 days. And what happened, oh, my gosh. I've got to go into a bit of backstory here. In our past lives, my husband always used to boast that he was the teetotaling pirate king. And I used to say to him, what do you mean? And he used to say, I am the teetotaling pirate king. I said, well, what was your name? And he said, I don't remember, but I was the teetotaling pirate king. And so we did past life regression work. And we saw some details about who this teetotaling pirate king was. I didn't believe that there was such a thing. I thought it was a ridiculous idea. But anyway, we did past life regression and we saw that I was his lover in that life and that I was a surgeon and that, that we were quite in love. But I had to disguise myself as a man. I was female. But for some reason that we couldn't see at the time, I had to disguise myself as a man. And so everybody thought that we were queer, that we were homos, but we weren't. But it wasn't safe for me, for whatever reason, to be female in that world, if that makes sense. And Archie was always saying, well, you know, could you go on the internet and find out who this teetotaling pirate king is? And he remembered a lot of details about this life, and he would tell us stories of the things that he'd done in that life. And, he said that his memories were as clear as if he was remembering an earlier part of this life. I said, oh, yeah, I will one day, and I never did until he died in 2003 of a heart attack, suddenly, one evening. And I was absolutely grief-stricken. I was in a state of shock. And about 3 months after he died, I just sat down at my computer one day and I said, right, I'm going to Google this. I don't believe that there even was a teetotaling pirate king. But I went on to Google and I typed in teetotaling pirate king and I found out all about Bartholomew Roberts because that's what he's called in the history books is the teetotaling pirate king because he was a teetotaler. And he took over. I asked Archie, well, how many ships did you take then? And he said, oh, I lost count, but it must have been in the hundreds, at least 300 or 400. And Bartholomew Roberts took a total of 470 ships over a 2.5-year career. And when I was doing this historical research, I found out that Bartholomew Roberts did have an intimate friend who was a surgeon. And His intimate friend's name was George Wilson, and he was a doctor. He was a surgeon. And they were quite taken with each other. Even after they'd been apart for 7 months, they were very excited when they met each other again. And, you know, I said, oh, my gosh. But, you know, it was amazing. But other events happened in my life, and I more or less completely forgot about Dr. George Wilson. And, you know, because life took over. And then at the end of 2018, I went into a phase that I didn't know what I should do. And I was saying, God, could you please show me what I should do with my life? Because, you know, I had the radio show. I was broadcasting with you at that time. But I kind of lacked direction. I didn't really know what I should do. And so anyway, I was kind of praying, and I worked as a psychic, incidentally. And I grew up in a haunted house. So, and I would see the ghost in the haunted house that I grew up in from time to time. So it wouldn't be the first time that a ghost has manifested around the house, but this ghost began manifesting around the house. And including that he left a selfie on my phone. And I've posted the selfie. It's posted on Amazon. And it's a ghost photograph of a pirate. And I believe that it's George Wilson, because I was getting these really strong past life impressions of being George Wilson. And I didn't ask for them. I didn't, you know, I didn't seek for this sort of thing to happen, but it just happened. And what happened was I began getting all these past life memories flooding back to me of what it was like to be there in that life. And, you know, I had, you know, I got to a point where I wrote the book, and then I said, well, I'd love to find a photo of him on the internet, but I couldn't find a photo of him anywhere. And I was complaining about this, and then, like, about 2 days after that, I was taking some photos of some puppies that I was going to sell. And I was looking through the puppy photos, and there's this photo of this ghost pirate in among the puppy photos. And that was quite remarkable. it's really, and I just sort of thought, I've got to do something with all of this that's going on the inside of me. And so I sat down and I said, right, I'm going to write a novel. It doesn't have to be historically accurate, but I'm just going to write, because somehow I have to process this and I have to get it out of me and I have to get it down somewhere else, more or less even just to externalize it. Okay, and like that was how The Lover of the Pirate King was written, and it was more or less a byproduct of the ghost of George Wilson showing up in my life. I asked later why he had come here. I said, "Why are you here?" And he said, "There's a war coming. You need to get ready." And I went, what? Because remember, in 2018, we were preparing. We knew that something was coming, but we didn't necessarily know what, right, Vincent?
That's correct. Absolutely correct. And we've been warning people about it. Yes, we have.
Yeah. But when, and I mean, I don't use Ouija boards. I don't use anything like that. This was just communication internally in my meditation time, okay? And that was how it happened. And George Wilson said, I'm here to get you ready because there's a war coming and you need to get ready. You need to prepare yourself. And about 2 weeks after George Wilson showed up, the ghost of another past life self showed up, and that was the ghost of Lady Catherine Ferrers, who is the wicked lady of Mark Yates' cell. And in another part, when Archie and I were doing our past life regression work back in 1998, we went back further than when he was the teetotaling pirate king, because we had a sense that there was an earlier life, and we saw that we were a pair of highwaymen and that we were nobles, and we lived as nobles during the day. But at night, we changed our clothes and we went out and we robbed people. And we were quite vicious and quite notorious, and we got more vicious and more notorious as the time went on. And about 2 weeks after George Wilson showed up, Lady Catherine Ferris showed up, and she selfie bombed my son's cell phone. And I'm going to post that selfie bomb on my Facebook page in the morning, because my son was sitting at home. I was out and about on, with my horse probably at the time. I think I was with my horse at the time. And, you know, he was sitting at home and he just decided he was going to take a bunch of selfies. So he was taking these selfies of himself, and then, you know, he looked at them afterwards, and there's this figure standing in the background of a masked woman, elegantly dressed with, you know, a string of beads around her neck, and she had a mask on, a highwayman mask, not a face mask, you know, an eye mask on. And, you know, we didn't know who she was. And then, by chance, I happened to come across the story of Lady Catherine Ferrers on the internet, and it fitted exactly with what my husband and I had seen all those years ago, and also dreams that I'd had since I was a little girl of, you know, exploring tunnels and chambers underneath the ground and underneath a big house. And the last time I had that dream was around about end of October, beginning of November of 2018. And I dreamt that I was exploring the tunnels and the chambers. And then I went up through a staircase and came out in the back of a chimney into a big manor house. And it was my house. And that was the last time that dream.
We're going into a break. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yesterday afternoon, I had the pleasure of chatting with a gentleman who is one of our students. His name is Chance, lives in West Virginia. And he called, and we were talking about, you know, USA Prepares and the broadcast, and he listens every day. Stays up late, picks us up on the satellite in the wee hours of the morning. And he mentioned that he learned something with every broadcast, which is different from a few of the other broadcasts he listens to. He used to listen to a lot of we'll call it alternative radio, and he doesn't anymore because he says the content is lacking. But he listens intently to USA Prepares, and he happened to mention, and I didn't say to him, "So, you know, who do you like of the faculty?" He mentioned. He said, "I really like Kathy in Ohio. She has such a wealth of information, and I really like her." Then he mentioned Rich Sheban. He really likes Rich Sheban, who's well prepared and delivers and always shows up. And he mentioned Gwyneth Isaacs, and he said he really likes Gwyneth Isaacs. And you know, it's interesting, Gwyneth, that some of our class absolutely pay attention in class to what we say, and they can they can quote me on things I've said. They can quote you and Kathy and Rich Sheban, and I'm just mentioning those names. Of course, there's Kyle and Sharon and John Reagan, and there's a whole bunch, George in New Hampshire. There's a whole bunch of us that are quoted, things that we've said on the air. And I just wanted to let some of you know, and that list is not complete, but there are people who pay attention to what we say, and they act on it. And they, the thing that they like about what we talk about, Gwyneth, is that the items are actionable. I don't even know if that's a word, but what I mean by that is we say things.
You can act on them.
Yeah. Yeah, you can act on them. You know, we talk about gardening and canning and, you know, whatever it is we're talking about. Hammering, sawing, wiring, whatever it is. And that's different. So I've come to the term to describe most other talk radio. I mean, we're do radio. We teach how to do it, and we do it ourselves. And I think talk radio has become opinion radio. You know, they listen to something on the news, they read something on the news, and then the radio has become their opinion of what they read or heard on the news. And that's completely different from us. I mean, yeah, we do some of that, but we do it with the intent to say, okay, here's what you ought to consider doing. For example, when you talked about the coming food shortage, which I absolutely positively agree to, not just because you said it, but because my independent research, my senses tell me that that's where we're headed. So I just want to let you know and let some of the other instructors know by way of what I just said that you are appreciated. And I certainly appreciate you, but it's not just me. It's the class. When I read part of your first book, I felt that it was extraordinary. So I've got to ask you, I've been to the university, I've written lots of papers, but your writing is beyond anything that I've ever seen any of my classmates write. What prepared you to write at that level, that extraordinary level of clarity, conciseness, impact, the way you deliver mental images to the reader? What prepared you for that?
I would say it's a combination of things. When I go to write a book, I go into it's a trance state where I'm actually there, in the place where I'm, where the events of the book are happening. And I see the events playing out before me, and then I write down what I see. That's how I write a book. So there's no big plan. It's like people say, oh, well, you've got to make the plan chapter 1, 2, 3, blah, blah, blah. That's not how I write a book. I write a book, I sit down at my computer with, my word processor software open, and I start writing, and I see the events playing out before me, and I get them out down on the keyboard. But I've got a background there as well of being a reader. And I've been reading novels since I was 9 years old. And these are the classics of English literature, like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Robert Louis Stevenson, and and also more modern classics like Jean Eyre and, what's her name? Various others.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we come back,
favorite authors.
When we come back, I'll tell you how I write, and we'll be right back with Gwyneth.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.